I've spent 30 years inside one of the biggest entertainment companies in the world. And if there's one thing that company does well, and I mean genuinely well, it's investing in its people. Promotion from within, leadership classes, development experiences most companies would never think to build. I benefited from all of it. I wouldn't be sitting here doing the show without it. But here's what I noticed the deeper I got into leadership. All of that investment was teaching me how to get better. Nobody was teaching me how to develop a team. Those are not the same skills. And that gap between developing yourself and developing others is exactly what we're getting into today. Welcome back to The Unscripted Manager, the podcast for managers that were never given a script and trying to figure out how to lead a team. I'm Veronica. Let's get into it. Credit where it's due, because this part matters. The company I've spent my career with does something a lot of organizations talk about but never actually build: real investment in growing their people. Leadership classes, stretch assignments, a genuine belief that talent should be developed, not just hired in from the outside. I climbed because of that. I sat in rooms, took the classes, said yes to the stretch experiences, and grew because the infrastructure was there for me to grow. So when I say something was missing, I'm not saying the company failed. I'm saying there was a gap even good systems don't close, because that gap isn't about the company. It's about the shift every individual contributor has to make the moment they become responsible for other people. And here's that gap. Everything I was taught was about my development. How do I get better? How do I grow my own skills, my own visibility, my own career? Nobody handed me a framework for the actual job I was doing, which was developing a team. How do I get better and how do I develop a team are two completely different questions. And most of us only ever get trained on the first one, because that's the question that got us promoted in the first place. Here's where I want to name something a lot of us do without even realizing it. As an individual contributor, yes is almost always the right answer. Someone asks if you can take something on, you say yes. You control the work. You get it done. That instinct gets rewarded for years. It's how you build a reputation as a reliable, capable, someone people can count on. Then you become a leader, and that same instinct becomes a trap. When a leader defaults to yes, the way an individual contributor does, you're not just taking on more work. You're signing your team up for work that may not actually align with anyone's skill set. You grab it because you can. And in that moment, you're not leading, you're doing. That's the culture gap. Yes is the individual contributor's superpower and the leader's blind spot. Because every time you default to being the doer, you're stepping out of the role your team needs you in. The one where you collaborate, give direction, and put the right person on the right work. I want to revisit seeing your team. We talked about it a lot. In episode 2, we talked about how to see the people in front of you instead of just proving yourself through output. In episode 3, we talked about how seeing your people before they have to file a complaint to get your attention. Seeing is the foundation, but seeing someone isn't the same as knowing them. And here's what I mean by that. I could see that someone on my team was thriving. I could see that someone else had gone quiet. What I couldn't do yet was explain why. Why the same leadership approach was landing differently depending on who was standing in front of me. That's when I started noticing something else. People don't just have different personalities. They have different drive styles. Different things drive them. Different things drain them. Different things make them feel developed versus managed. And once I started paying attention to what actually drives someone, not just individual moments, I could finally do something with what I was seeing. Here's the shift. Seeing tells you what's happening. Knowing someone's drive style tells you what to do about it. The person who thrives on autonomy and goes quiet when they're micromanaged, that's a drive style. The person who's steady and reliable, but quietly resents never being told why behind the project, that's a drive style. The person who has 10 ideas a week and finishes 2 of them, that's a drive style. You've probably met all of these people in your head or on your team. You just haven't had the language for them yet. That language is exactly what I built into the Fuel framework. Starting next episode, we're naming the 4 drive styles I see on every team: the igniter, the anchor, the refiner, and the maverick. This is the piece that changed how I lead permanently. I had to force myself to understand the people on my team, not surface level, but really understand what drives them. What are they good at? What did they want more of? And where did they struggle? Because once I understood that, yes started to mean something different. Now, when I say yes to something, it's because I know my team is fully capable of carrying it. I'm not the one who has to get down in the weeds and do it. But in the spaces where my team genuinely needs me, where there's a real skill gap, a real growth opportunity, a real moment that calls for coaching, that's where I show up. Not as the doer, as the leader who develops, coaches, and drives the outcome through other people. That shift from can I do this to who on my team is built for this and what do they need from me to get there is the whole ballgame. Here's how you apply this before next episode. And this one's about you, not your team. Well, not yet anyway. Take the free True North Leadership Profile this week. 5 minutes, 20 questions. Link's going to be in the show notes. But here's the real assignment. Don't just glance at your results and move on. I want you to sit with two questions. Question number one, does this actually match how I show up as a leader right now? And just as important, is this how I'd want to be led if I were on my team? That second question is the one people skip past. And I don't want you to do that. Don't skip past it. Next episode, we name the four drive styles I see on every team. The igniter, the anchor, the refiner, and the maverick. Once you know your own, we start building out how to spot theirs and how to use that with your team. Here's the takeaway I want you to sit with today. The investment your company makes in you will never automatically translate into you knowing how to develop others. That's a separate skill set. And it starts with knowing yourself first before you can know anyone else. Take the assessment this week, not for your team, not yet. I just want you to take it just for you. Link is in the show notes. Next week, we break down the four drive styles on every team, the igniter, the anchor, the refiner, and the maverick. And from there, we start building toward how to spot your team's drive styles and actually run the development conversations that come out of it. I'm Veronica. This has been the Unscripted Manager. See you next time.